Jamaica and winter sports aren't a natural pair. That didn't stop the Caribbean island nation in 1988 from sending a bobsled team to the Winter Olympics in Calgary. The Jamaican bobsledders were fan favorites, even after losing control of the sled and crashing during one of their four runs. Jamaica wound up in last place that year, but at the 94 Winter Games in Norway, the Jamaicans surprised many by finishing ahead of the U.S., Russia, France, and Italy. Now, Jamaica's bobsled team is trying to qualify for the 2010 Winter Olympics in Vancouver, British Columbia. Their coach, Wayne Thomas, is on the line now. And Mr. Thomas, are people finally taking you seriously, or is the idea of Jamaicans at the Winter Olympics still thought of as something of a joke?
I think we have gotten over the joke part. The result in Lillehammer showed people that we are serious contenders. So I think people see us as very serious contenders.
That's terrific. Well, how's the team looking right now?
Basically, it's a new team. Hanuka Wallace, the pilot, he started driving last year. Marvin Dixon, another brakeman, he started last year also. And there's one senior person on the team, Garnet Jones, who has been with us since about 99. And Joel Alexander, the last person who was here with us. This is his first time out of the island, so this is his first time.
You're in Canada now to prepare for the 2010 games, but I understand that your plans have already hit a snag. Tell us what's going on.
We came over to Calgary hoping to get on ice. I spoke with the person in charge. The weather is bad, so they have canceled the slide in here. So we're trying to see if we can go down to Park City, where it is, the weather is much better and the track is open.
What does training consist of at this point, this far out from the 2010 games?
You just try to get the athletes in the best physical condition. One of our assets in bobsledding is our start. We have always been in the top five in the start.
So. Jamaicans are fast.
Yes, we are. We have the Asafa Powell and the Usain Bolt and those beautiful ladies that got all the medals.
Yeah.
So we have a tradition of being fast, so we try to maintain that. So presently we're working on our strength and our pushing technique and stuff like that.
One of the members of your team is out of Jamaica for the very first time. Is this the first time that he'll actually be on ice?
Yes, this is the first time he'll be on ice. He is Joel Alexander.
What's that like?
Well, for me, I can remember my first time. My first time was in Calgary, and I saw an object went by, and somebody said, oh, that was a sled, and I was pretty scared then. So he said that he's okay with it. He hasn't seen it yet. Hopefully when he sees it, he'll adapt to it. I think that if you accept the speed, then that most of it is over. You love the sport.
So we should be looking for you in 2010?
I'm confident we'll be there.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Good luck to you and the team. Wayne Thomas is coach of the Jamaican bobsled team. The team is now in Canada training for the 2010 Winter Games.